This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein.
Wednesday, December 13th. God's word for you today is valuable. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts chapter 13, verse 36, and it says, David passionately served God's purpose for his generation, doing God's will by serving the people of his time, completed the work God set out for him. As God lifts you from a lower level to a higher level mentally, emotionally, financially, spiritually, and educationally, note that not all addition leads to increase and not all subtraction leads to decrease. Very often, we are afraid to subtract because we think it will lead to decrease, or we are eager to add because we think it will lead to increase. I pray that God will guide you in the remaining days of this year and beyond. You will add what needs to be added, and you will subtract what needs to be subtracted. God wants to promote you in front of your position. In some cases, God will leave the opposition and promote you right in front of them. You cannot be mighty and be petty at the same time. Great people are not petty people. You need to focus on people, humility, and wisdom. As God lifts you, you need to be aware of the necessary bows for your lifting. Receive the grace to be under the things that God has placed over you so that you can be over the things that God has placed under you. Remember that lifting has to do with stretching. Remember that you are made for community. Never forget that the more things change, the more you must take refuge in the things that never change. Remember that how you deploy your energy, not just your time, will be the game changer. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29 to 31 says, "He energizes those who get tired, gives fresh strength to dropouts. For even young people tire and drop out. Young folks in their prime stumble and fall. But those who wait upon God get fresh strength. They spread their wings and soar like eagles. They run and don't get tired. They walk and don't lag behind." God shows us clearly in His word that strength does not come from youth. Strength comes from God. In the economy of heaven, it is the person that is going to be of most value to other people that heaven channels resources to. You must make up your mind by the grace of God to be a person of value to God's people. Our churches being built, our people's school fees being paid, our families being fed, our businesses being established to increase employment, plug in and be a part of those who heaven will entrust with resources and strength. That is why God will keep blessing you, because that is how heaven operates. How many people are better off because you are alive? That will determine the amount of energy that heaven sends your way, and that will determine the number of things that get done in your life. Let us pray. Father, I pray for the grace to passionately serve God's purpose for my generation and to complete the work God has set out for me, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.